Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building Smokey, late night drum and bass in Ableton Live, and the real focus is headroom for mastering from scratch. Beginner friendly, super repeatable, and honestly one of those skills that makes everything else you do sound more expensive. Here is the big idea. Headroom is the space between your mix and 0 dB FS, the clipping point in digital audio. In DNB, you've got hard drum transients, heavy sub, and a lot of atmosphere. If you mix too hot, your master chain will distort, your limiter will start fighting the groove, and that clean roller swing turns into a flat, stressed out brick. We're not doing that. We're going to stay in control and still make it hit. By the end, you'll have a 16 to 32 bar loop that's ready for mastering, rolling drums, sub plus a mid bass layer, smoky pans and atmos, maybe a tiny hook, and your master will peak around minus 6 dB with no clipping. That's the target. Step 0. Session setup, so headroom is easy. Set your tempo to the DNB pocket, 172 to 176. Pick 174 if you want a default. Now group early. Don't wait until you're drowning in tracks. Make a drums group, a bass group, a music or atmos group, and an FX group. This matters because later, when you need to reclaim headroom, you'll do it with 2 or 3 clean moves instead of 100 tiny fader nudges. On the master channel, don't add a limiter yet. I know that's tempting. We're not doing master band-aids while we're learning balance. Add Ableton's spectrum so you can see what's happening in the subs and low mids. If you have a meter plugin, cool, but you can also rely on Ableton's master peak readout. One extra coach tip right now. Go to options and enable pre-fader mirroring. This is huge. It means when you move a fader for balance, the meter still shows you what level is hitting the channel devices and the buses. Without this, your faders can lie to you and you'll think you solved headroom when you just changed the post-fader level. Step 1. Set a target. We're aiming for the loudest section, your drop, to peak around minus 6 dB on the master. Give or take a couple dB. Early on while you're building, you might be around minus 10 or minus 8, and that is totally fine. Minus 6 is not a magic number. It's a practical mastering-friendly cushion. It leaves room for mastering EQ, glue, and limiting later. It also stops kick and snare transients from smacking into the ceiling, and it keeps subs clean. Subs get ugly fast when clipped. Step 2. Gain staging. Start quiet, stay controlled. For samples, use clip gain before devices. Click the clip, find clip gain, and pull it down so you're not slamming your plugins. For instruments and synths, set the instrument output conservatively. And if you need a clean trim at the end of the chain, add utility. Here are solid starting points. Not sacred rules, just reliable training wheels. Kick track peak around minus 10 to minus 8 dB. Snare peak around minus 10 to minus 8 dB. Drum bus peak around minus 8 to minus 6. Bass bus somewhere around minus 10 to minus 6 depending on the style. Smoky rollers can feel bass forward, but we keep it controlled. Now do this. Put a utility at the end of every group. Drums, bass, music slash atmos, effects. Think of it as a fader before the fader. It's your clean gain trim. It means you can keep your internal balances intact while adjusting the whole group to protect headroom. This is one of the most Ableton practical habits you can build. Also, start thinking in bus budgets. During the drop, you can roughly aim for drums peaking around minus 8 to minus 6. Bass around minus 10 to minus 7. Music slash atmos around minus 14 to minus 10. FX around minus 18 to minus 12. If the master is too hot, you'll immediately know who's overspending. Step 3. Build the drums with headroom. DNB priorities. Let's talk individual drum channels first. On kick and snare, start with EQ8. For the kick, do a gentle high pass around 20 to 30 Hz. You're not removing bass. You're removing useless rumble that steals headroom. For the snare, high pass around 80 to 120 Hz depending on the sample. If it loses body, back off. If it's muddy, push it up a bit. Then add drum bus, but very lightly. Think polish, not destruction. Drive around 2 to 5%. Boom 0 to 10%. And be careful here because it can inflate low end. Transients plus 5 to plus 15 if you want more snap. Then utility at the end. Trim so peaks land where you want. For hats and tops, EQ8 high pass around 200 to 400 Hz. And keep tops quieter than you think. Late night DNB is often dark up top. If your hats are too loud, the track stops feeling smoky and starts feeling like daylight. On the drums group, do a clean bus chain. First EQ8. If it's muddy, do a small cut around 250 to 400 Hz, like 1 to 3 dB. Then glue compressor. Gentle glue, not smash. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB gain reduction on peaks. Then utility to set the group level. Teacher note, if drums feel weak, don't crank the master. That's a classic beginner trap. Instead, increase transient clarity, shorten tails, or reduce how much compression is dulling the punch. Loudness is often an illusion created by transients and arrangement, not raw level. Step 4. Bass. Keep sub clean, mid smoky. For this vibe, we're usually doing a clean, stable sub, and then a textured mid layer that feels wide and hazy but not harsh. The clean split is your best friend, so do two tracks, sub and mid bass. On the sub track, use operator or wavetable. Pick a sine or a triangle. Add utility and set width to 0%. Mono sub, always. Then a Q8. Low pass around 80 to 120 Hz to keep it pure and stop it from fighting your mid layer. Keep the sub level conservative. You want weight, not overload. If your sub feels good but your master peak jumps like crazy, one of the most powerful fixes is note length. Shorten the sub MIDI so it ends just before the next kick. Even a tiny gap can reduce peak buildup and make later mastering way easier. On the MID bass track, you can do a Reese and wavetable. Two oscillators slightly detuned. Low pass filter with mild resonance. Then a device chain. Saturator with drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. But watch the output, because saturation adds level. Then a Q8. High pass at 80 to 120 Hz so the sub has space. And if it's harsh, tame 2 to 5 kHz a bit. Then auto filter for subtle movement. Rate around 1/4 or 1/8. Super subtle. Just enough breathing. Then utility to trim output. If you widen this layer, do it carefully, maybe 120 to 160%, and always do a mono check later. Wide mid bass is fine, wide sub is not. On the bass group, add a Q8 to watch low mid build up around 120 to 300 Hz. Optionally add glue compressor only if you need to steady it, and keep gain reduction around 1 to 2 dB. Then utility to set the group level. Key headroom habit. If bass feels loud enough but the master is too hot, turn down the bass utility, not the master fader. Turning down the master fader is like turning down the TV because the movie is distorted. It doesn't fix the distortion. Fix it upstream. Step 5. Atmospheres and smoke. Depth without eating headroom. Atmos layers can quietly destroy headroom, mainly through low mids and reverb tails. On the music/atmos group, add a Q8 and high pass around 120 to 250 Hz. If it's clouding the snare and bass, cut a bit around 200 to 500 Hz. That range is where fog lives. Use reverb smartly. Put hybrid reverb on a return track. Make a return called smoke verb. Set decay around 2.5 to 5 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 ms. High cut around 6 to 10 kHz for darkness. Low cut around 200 to 400 Hz so you're not washing the low mids. Then send pads and little vocal hits sparingly. Late night vibes come from space, not volume. If you want a trick, instead of constant reverb, automate reverb throws. One hit blooms into smoke, then clears out. You keep mood and you keep headroom. Quick hidden headroom killer check. Solo the reverb return for a few seconds. If you hear low mid fog or rumble, fix the return EQ before touching any channel faders. Most beginners try to solve this by turning things down, but the real issue is the reverb is eating your mix. Step 6. Arrangement that naturally supports headroom. Make it simple and effective. Start with 16 bars intro, atmos, filtered break, sparse tops, energy low. Your master might peak minus 12 to minus 10 here. Then 16 bars build. Introduce the kick and snare pattern, tease the bass. Peaks minus 10 to minus 8. Then 32 bars drop. Full drums, sub, mid bass, minimal hook. Peaks around minus 8 to minus 6. Use micro dynamics for mood and impact. Remove the sub for one bar before the drop returns. Do a tape stop or a filtered bar. Or do a tiny low-end negative space moment, like cutting the sub for an eighth note at a phrase edge. That absence then return feels massive without turning anything up. Step 7. Master channel. What to do and what not to do. Do keep the master clean and unclipped. Use spectrum to confirm the sub is strong but not exploding, and the low mids aren't a constant wall. Don't put a limiter on early and mix into it as a beginner. That will train you to chase loudness instead of balance, and it will flatten your drop. If you truly need a safety net while learning, you can put a limiter at the end of the master with a ceiling at minus 1 dB. But aim for 0 to 1 dB of gain reduction maximum. If it's doing more, your mix is too hot. Turn things down at the sources or group utilities. Extra coach tip. Calibrate your monitoring so you stop chasing loudness. Put on a reference track and turn your interface down until it's late night comfortable. Then keep it there. When monitoring is too quiet, people push faders too hard. When monitoring is consistent, headroom decisions get way easier. Now, common mistakes to avoid as you work. 1. Mixing into a limiter from bar 1. It feels exciting, but it makes you balance wrong. 2. Overloading the low end with sub plus kick plus reverb. Especially reverb. Never let reverbs keep low end. 3. Turning down the master fader instead of fixing the mix upstream. 4. Too much saturation without trimming output. Always compensate. 5. Wide sub. Keep sub mono. Let's do a quick 15-minute practice build so you can lock this in. Load one kick, one snare, hats, maybe a short break slice. Add a sub and operator sign. Add a mid-bass reese and wave eatable. Add one pad or Atmos loop. Now set all track faders all the way down. Bring them up in this order. First, kick to peak around minus 9. Second, snare to match, also around minus 9 peak. Third, hats until the groove feels alive, but don't chase loudness. Fourth, sub until it feels solid, and watch the master. Fifth, mid-bass until it speaks on small speakers. If it disappears on laptops, you might need more character around 200 to 800 Hz, not more sub. Sixth, Atmos very low, then add a little reverb send. Then check your master during the drop. If you're above minus 6 peaks, reduce group utility gains. Start with music slash Atmos, then bass. Drums usually need to stay confident in DNB, but you still keep them within budget. Before you bounce, do a quick translation check. Temporarily put a utility on the master and set width to 0%. Listen in mono. If the groove collapses, your smoke layers are masking the snare, or your mid-bass is too wide or too loud, then do a quiet check. Turn your monitoring down. Can you still follow kick, snare, and bass? If not, you're probably relying on sheer volume instead of clear balance. Export a quick bounce, 24-bit WAV, no normalization, no limiter. Or if you use the safety limiter, keep it under 1 dB gain reduction. One optional upgrade, if you want to hear how it might sound mastered without ruining your mix decisions, do a two-stage workflow. Duplicate your project. This audio version is shortened for playback.